96.9 WBZH and 101.1 WHSM, Hayward's home for real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For Muskie 101 News, I'm Maddie Schaefer. The Spooner Memorial Library will be putting on a mini Renaissance Fair this Saturday at Spooner Railroad Park. The event runs from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. with a working blacksmith shop, live-action role-playing demonstrations, and an art show. There will also be crafts for all ages, along with displays from local fiber artists. Anyone who attends can come dressed up in Renaissance attire or just show up as they are. The library says the event will mix art and history with plenty of hands-on activities throughout the day. More information and registration can be found on the Spooner Memorial Library website. The Brule St. Croix chapter of the North Country Trail Association is leading several hikes throughout northwest Wisconsin over the next several weeks. The next hike is September 5th in the Brule River State Forest. The five-mile route will take hikers through the Brule River Valley Overlooks, starting at 9 a.m. from the trailhead on Samples Road. Two more outings are planned later in September. The group will hike 4.5 miles through the Bayfield County Forest on September 12th, followed by a North Country Trail Day celebration on September 26th at Palmer's Landing near Solon Springs. That celebration starts with a paddle on St. Croix Lake, followed by a potluck lunch and a 2.5-mile hike along the Brule Bog Boardwalk. The series wraps up October 10th with a 3-mile hike from Minnesota into Wisconsin. All hikes are led by experienced trail volunteers. For more information, visit the events page on the North Country Trail Association website. The Hayward Community Choir is looking for singers for this year's Christmas cantata. Rehearsals start September 27th and will be held Sundays from 4 to 6 p.m. at the Hayward High School. The choir will perform December 3rd, 4th, and 6th. For more information, email haywardcommunitychoir@gmail.com. Congressman Tom Tiffany visited HV Acres Farm in Osseo on Friday as part of his statewide Protecting Wisconsin Farmland campaign tour. Here's Civic Media's James Kelly.
Congressman Tiffany's comments highlighted his intent to prevent the state's farmland from being purchased by foreign entities if elected as Wisconsin governor in November. He also shared his thoughts on the state's farmland being used for things like solar fields, wind-based power generation, and increasingly common data center developments.
We have these massive solar fields that are being built in Wisconsin, giant wind turbines, and now data centers. And it simply doesn't make sense that we would turn our beautiful farmland over to these developments when it's unnecessary. And also, we should make sure that local people have a say in this.
School funding is another topic that will be at the forefront of voters' minds in the November election. Asked how he plans to lower property taxes that have skyrocketed due to school referendums while also providing those districts with the funding they need to maintain their services if elected, Congressman Tiffany cited increases in the state budget over recent years as evidence that the state legislature can provide local municipalities with that funding.
There's plenty of money in Madison to be able to help out locals. Madison does not have a revenue problem. It has a spending problem. And it's time for Madison to help out those local municipalities and make sure that they have sufficient funding, including through shared revenue, that they can carry out what they need to get done.
The Republican congressman will face off with Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley, now the Democratic nominee in the race for Wisconsin governor, in the November midterm election.
That's James Kelly. For Muskie 101 News, I'm Maddie Schaefer. Now a look at Northwoods News. I'm Maddie Schaefer. Congressman Tom Tiffany visited HV Acres Farm in Osseo on Friday as part of his statewide Protecting Wisconsin Farmland campaign tour. Here's Civic Media's James Kelly.
Congressman Tiffany's comments highlighted his intent to prevent the state's farmland from being purchased by foreign entities if elected as Wisconsin governor in November. He also shared his thoughts on the state's farmland being used for things like solar fields, wind-based power generation, and increasingly common data center developments.
We have these massive solar fields that are being built in Wisconsin, giant wind turbines, and now data centers. And it simply doesn't make sense that we would turn our beautiful farmland over to these developments when it's unnecessary. And also, we should make sure that local people have a say in this.
School funding is another topic that will be at the forefront of voters' minds in the November election. Asked how he plans to lower property taxes that have skyrocketed due to school referendums while also providing those districts with the funding they need to maintain their services if elected, Congressman Tiffany cited increases in the state budget over recent years as evidence that the state legislature can provide local municipalities with that funding.
There's plenty of money in Madison to be able to help out locals. Madison does not have a revenue problem. It has a spending problem. And it's time for Madison to help out those local municipalities and make sure that they have sufficient funding, including through shared revenue, that they can carry out what they need to get done.
The Republican congressman will face off with Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley, now the Democratic nominee in the race for Wisconsin governor, in the November midterm election.
That's James Kelly. And for Northwoods News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
For Civic Media News, I'm Connie Feldman. The Waupaca County Fair starts today in Wauwega, but there won't be any horses on display. County fairs across Wisconsin are canceling exhibits and rescheduling equine events due to a highly contagious horse disease. Waupaca County Fair officials sent a letter to 4-H members and their parents that the equine exhibit has been canceled for this year's fair, and the Horse and Pony Project is being rescheduled for a later date. Equine strangles is a highly infectious respiratory infection. At least one, maybe more, horses in Waupaca County has been exposed to a confirmed case in a neighboring county, according to fair officials. The Brown County Fair wrapped up last weekend. Fair organizers say there was no exposure to the horse disease among the animals at this year's event, but officials are urging all horse owners to closely monitor their animals for symptoms. If you suspect your horse has been exposed or is showing signs of illness, contact your veterinarian immediately to prevent further spread. Congressman Tom Tiffany is campaigning across the state as part of his statewide Protecting Wisconsin Farmland Tour. Civic Media's James Kelly has more on the candidate stop in western Wisconsin.
Congressman Tiffany's comments highlighted his intent to prevent the state's farmland from being purchased by foreign entities if elected as Wisconsin governor in November. He also shared his thoughts on the state's farmland being used for things like solar fields, wind-based power generation, and increasingly common data center developments.
It simply doesn't make sense that we would turn our beautiful farmland over to these developments when it's unnecessary. And also, we should make sure that local people have a say in this.
I'm James Kelly for Civic Media News.
The Republican congressman will face off with Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley in the race for Wisconsin governor in the November midterm election. A teenager is seriously injured after a UTV rolled over in Grant County. Investigators say a teenage male driver and female teen passenger were operating the vehicle when the crash happened. Evidence shows it began to slide sideways while traveling down a hill, rolling over once and ejecting the driver. The teen male was taken to the hospital with life-threatening injuries before being flown to a hospital in Madison for emergency treatment. The female passenger was taken to the hospital with suspected injuries. As Civic Media's Maddie Schaefer tells us, UTV rollover crashes like the one in Grant County are on the rise across our state.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is once again reminding riders to practice proper ATV and UTV safety as fatal crashes continue to be an issue across the state. So far this year, 29 people have died in ATV and UTV crashes in Wisconsin. The DNR says not wearing helmets and seatbelts are the primary factors in those fatal incidents, along with riders not completing a safety education course. According to DNR records, the top three types of fatal crashes this year have been rollovers, collisions with motor vehicles, and riders being ejected from the machine. DNR Off-Highway Vehicle Administrator Jacob Holzclaw says not every crash can be prevented, but wearing the proper safety equipment can greatly increase the chances of surviving one. For Civic Media News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
Riders are also being reminded to stay sober, follow speed limits and other posted signs, and take an ATV or UTV safety class, regardless of age. Charges have been upgraded to intentional homicide in a 2016 Shawano County death. 40-year-old James Radford pleaded not guilty last month to a reckless homicide charge in the death of his wife at their town of Fairbanks home. Prosecutors filed a new criminal complaint last week, changing the charge to first-degree intentional homicide. Court records show a preliminary hearing is set for this Friday. And that's your state news update. I'm Connie Fellman for Civic Media News.
The Brewers in New York.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. It's the Brewers and the Mets tonight at Citibank Field in Queens, New York. Lefty Kyle Harrison on the mound for the crew against the Mets' Zach Thornton. NFL, a fight broke out during the Packers' practice and pads. Receiver Matthew Golden exchanged punches with defensive end Baron Sorrell after the whistle. Sorrell on how it happened, even though he and Golden played on the same college team.
We're just being competitive, man, going out there playing football. Things happen, emotions get high, and got into it a little bit, but you know, that's my boy and I'm his boy, so we're still cool, but it's football.
Now tomorrow the Packers hold their joint practice session with the Arizona Cardinals and their new head coach Mike LaFleur, Matt's younger brother.
If there is an issue in practice, you're going to be limited or not at all playing in the game. The second part of that is if there's an issue, I'm going to tell the guys, hey, you come tag me in, they can tag in my brother, and we'll throw down on the 50.
That's Matt LaFleur from training camp in Green Bay with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
We have a chance at a scattered shower or thunderstorm today, otherwise partly to mostly cloudy with a high right around 80 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, scattered thunderstorms, 57. Tomorrow, chance of a shower or thunderstorm, otherwise mostly sunny with a high of 77. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Hayward News Roundup from WBZH and WHSM. Find more news anytime at wbzh.fm/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.